Track 9, Nature Notes with Chris Skinner. Now, Chris Skinner has been venturing to the far reaches of his farm this month. Here he is at Stoke Mill, and as promised, there's a bit of Roman history here as well. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning, Chatterbox listeners and friends. This is your pop-up farmer and nature lover, Chris Skinner. And I've come just to the edge of High Ash Farm, which is my home, very close here. And I've just come to the lower part of the village here at Stoke Holy Cross. And the River Tass flows all along the western edge of High Ash Farm for several miles. And as it passes through the village, it passes through the old capital of Eastern Britain, the Roman capital, Venta Icenorum. And I'm just walking in there. I'm actually inside the mill, which today is a restaurant. And just walking across the lovely old wooden floor, massive beams above my head to hold all the mustard and the cereals which are harvested locally and stored above here. And there's a big sign just inside the restaurant, and it says the mill at Stoke Holy Cross. For almost 700 years, there has been a mill of one kind or another across the River Tass at Stoke Holy Cross. It was mentioned in a deed in 1306. And the Colemans eventually came here to Stoke Holy Cross. And Jeremiah Coleman, whose family was established in the Wyndham area of Norfolk as far back as the early 17th century, came to Stoke Mill in 1814. He was originally a flour miller with a windmill at Maglin Gates in Norwich. And he decided to carry on the mustard milling as well as that of flour. Jeremiah Coleman married Anne Theobald. They lived at the mill house next door to the Stoke Mill here, and they didn't have any children. So they adopted their eldest nephew, James, and their son as their son. On the 15th of February 1823, Jeremiah made him his partner, and they started the firm of J&J Coleman. And since that time, they were here for a long, long time, milling mustard. My great-grandfather used to bring mustard here, as well as corn, which was loaded just outside the mill. And we'll go and have a look. The sound at the beginning you could hear is the mill race. The River Tass is held up one side of Stoke Mill and let go over a little weir, and the drop is about 5 feet, and there's water cascading under there, going quite slow from one side of the mill, racing down. That's why it's called the mill race. So there we are, a little bit of history, and I'm just going to walk out to the restaurant now onto the side of the mill, and we can have a look at the actual fabric of the building. Just going underneath the old mill floor, this is a storeroom. There we are, some music playing, just get you in the mood. And here we are, we're just outside on Stoke Road, on the mill road here, and I'm standing underneath the portion of the mill where the grain was hauled up from the horses and carts. Remember, there was no transport other than horsepower in those days. And it's way up there, about 25, 30 feet above my head. And there would be ropes, and you'd pull all the bags of corn up and the mustard as well. And the grains always started off at the top of the mill and then came down through the various parts of the milling process. And lovely restoration here, right on the outside of the mill. Here's the River Tass coming towards me. And just in front here is all the mechanism which you could alter the height of the mill. So you alter the amount of water going through. And it's still there. Really heavy castings with great gears and a huge crankpiece which would lift and lower the actual weir inside. And if I pop the microphone down there, you can just hear the water beginning to go through the mill race. So it's a really beautiful old building, and just love the history. And I should think the Romans certainly milled flour from the locally grown crops. And that's in, the Romans came to Caistor in AD 43. So almost 2,000 years ago. And I just walked across the little road. There's the Tass again, right on the side of me. And it's absolutely stunning. The grounds are beautiful here, all round the mill. Lovely place to come and eat, or just to enjoy the scenery of the river as it meanders onwards down past the edge of Hyash Farm. So, lots and lots of history. I always love looking back way into the past, as far back as I can. You can find written evidence of what went on. On many parts of Norfolk, we've got historic landscape, we've got the Broads, we've got a lot of lovely architecture, particularly in Norwich and in Swaffham, Wyndham, and some in Yarmouth as well. So all around the county, we're spoilt with beautiful buildings. And I love to go back even further than that. And sometimes on the farm, I find Roman coins dedicated to some king or other, or an emperor, and takes you right back 2,000 years as soon as you pick one of those coins up. And then you can go back even further, and again, chopping out sugar beet in my childhood, I'd occasionally pick up a flint arrow or a flint axe head, beautifully polished, and they're 5,000 BC, which makes them about 7,000 years old. So history is absolutely steeped through every part of our wonderful county of Norfolk. So there we are, that's your little pop-up farmer, Stoke Mill, where Jeremiah Coleman started business and had that really famous logo of a huge Hereford bull on the front of bright yellow mustard tins. And don't forget, English mustard is very, very different to French mustard. My mother used to have French guests every year and do a swap for my sisters to go to France to learn to speak French. So we'd have a French student come, and I just remember one Sunday lunchtime, roast beef had been carved and put on the table, and my father had a very delicate, tiny little spoon to put a little yellow dollop of English mustard on the side of the plate and passed it round, and our French guest sort of shrugged his shoulders and took about 10 teaspoons of it and spread it all over his beef, not realising that there is a huge difference between English mustard and French mustard. And he took one mouthful of the beef and uttered two words, "Mon Dieu," he said, and the sweat began to come off his head. Jeremiah Coleman always laughed, and it's a well-known phrase that he used, that he made his fortune from what was left on people's plates, not what they eat. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this little escapade. I'm allowed off the farm occasionally. So, well done, Stoke Mill. Beautiful piece of history, beautiful piece of landscape, and somewhere nice to eat too.
Thank you, Chris. And maybe one day you'll unearth a really major Roman find somewhere on your land.